Sirus of Sirus, jointly sponsored by the Mueller family, in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazar Riven, Yitzchak Halevi, by Yelad Avram Forman, for Shlema Hadassah Rachel, Bas Chana Goldo. We've been learning about Kedusha, and in Kedusha, we don't simply stand with our feet together to resemble the angels, but we lift up and we go on our toes. We saw maybe based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vayenu Amos Hasifa Mikol HaKorei. We saw maybe based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vishtayim Yeofeif, maybe based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, Ratzav Veshov, all different sources potentially for this practice, a practice that primarily is for Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Each of the three, we climb higher and higher. However, it's brought down by many that the custom is to do it in each of the lines of Kedusha. The question is why? Ordinarily, we stand still. It looks sort of peculiar to lift up on our toes, to make such a motion. Seems disruptive or an interruption to the Amida, to Kedusha. Why are we doing it? Rabbi Yonasan Izioros Dvash, Chelik Alav Drush Dalid, says something interesting. He says, "Api mashem mavur da'achayes v'chol malachay asharis, keshem eskarven lalos lamalo lezdabik bor Hashem yizborach, ulehanus me'oro, ein shoen, levatoch lam esha gedol v'yachsel mekorom, rak olam v'yordim tekef lamatik, mashkosav olam v'yordim, v'achayes rotza v'shov, ukshe olam olam b'shira k'mashkosav v'el, v'zeo shanam medagim ba'amiros, kadosh kadosh, lahoras ba'amiros kadosh, shu shir shalahem, anu olam klape mala." We're trying to resemble and imitate angels, so we're climbing higher and higher. Ordinarily, we talk about being a ben aliyah, being b'nei aliyah. We're meant to be people who aren't stagnant. We're not complacent. We're not finished product. We're not done. We're always growing. We're always striving. We're always climbing. So that image of being b'nei aliyah, of being a ben aliyah, we want to always be counted among those who are climbing and who are ascending. We actually demonstrate that image. That's what Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, Yoros Dvash, says. We're going up. Each of the kadosh, 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 because we're employing the language, the vocabulary of the angels, we're imitating the angels. And we're trying to go up to where the angels are, where the angels live. Don't do it exaggerated. Don't go up and stay there. We go up and down immediately and quickly in succession. We're climbing three rungs of this ladder. We're climbing higher and higher. We're trying to come closer and closer. We're recognizing that while we're rooted here on earth, but really the best part of us is striving. We're going up. The Aretz Mitachas, beneath us, below us, is the material world that brings us down. But Hashamayim Imal, above us, that's what we really are. I've shared in many contexts previously, Ibn Bechaya distinguishes between the animal kingdom and human beings. Animals walk on all four. And by walking on all four, animals are facing down, facing the earth. Because an animal, a behema, in the language of the Maharal, behema is ba-ma. What you see is what you get. The animal just lives for the here and now. There is no eternity. There is no immortality. All there is for the animal is this world, is the here and now. All the animal cares about is its next meal, its next conquest. That's all the animal cares about. So the animal walks on all fours and looks down. Behema, ba-ma. But a human being, Adam, is min ha-adama. We are people who grow. We come from a place of growth. Ibn Bechaya says we stand on two feet because we're climbing, we're ascending, we're stretching, we're striving towards the heavens. So that image, that distinction between the animal and the human being, the behemoth, the ba-ma that walks on all four versus the Adam and Adama, person of growth, a ben aliyah who stands on two, is what we demonstrate with these calisthenics in Kedusha by rising up those three times. That's what we're trying to demonstrate. Peleyowitz has a sefer called Beis Tfila. And the Peleyowitz says the following, writes the following. I was wondering if you're going to look up. Hashem loves us more than angels. We have free will and choice. Angels are stagnant. So angels can't sing Kadosh. They can't praise and call Hashem holy until we first do. V'chein, v'anus ha'kedush, v'anus ha'kedush, yechad ish v'yipalas, v'yamar mi'anochi kibasi alalom nidamas l'srafim, eich roi l'asos nidamas l'hem, v'yidke v'yasu, v'yismach limbo, simcha rabba, kasher yamik b'zev etam, ma'shanachnu medalgan l'mala, ke'odam harotze l'hasik davar, shu gavoa mikomas ish. Because we're always going higher. Why do we go up on our toes? Because we're not as satisfied with where we are. A similar idea. We're not happy with where we are. Kedusha, if we want to be, create a Kiddush Hashem, we want to live lives of Kedusha, So the very premise of living a life of Kedusha is to be dissatisfied, unhappy, not complacent with where we are. We're always going up. It's such a beautiful image. Every time you answer Kedusha and we go up, Hashem, I want to go higher. I want to be bigger. I want to be better. The Baal HaTanya also writes, the Mamare Admor HaZaken, Parshas Pinchas, Baal HaTanya says, Kol Echav Echam Yisrael Ba'amr Kodesh Be'emes, Miritzono Lihiparid Min Aguf L'Gamrei. This is the last explanation I'll give, though there are many more. Baal HaTanya says, while going up, we're essentially saying, I want to remove the garment that is the body. My soul is encumbered by this body that's holding it. So I understand that's my mission and purpose in life, that the body is the vehicle through which the soul expresses its free will. But really, So Baal HaTanya says, by going up, we're saying, Hashem, my neshama, let my neshama soar. My neshama might right now be housed in a body, and that body is connected to this world, the physical world, but let my soul nevertheless continue to rise. Let my soul soar, even if it has to be held back, even if it is held by this body. So that is the introduction to Kedusha. Mitzvah Hashem, starting tomorrow night, we'll go through the words of Kedusha itself.